Intrinsic power. When we speak of intrinsic power, we are not speaking of political power or financial power. We are not speaking of the power that the ego can sometimes portray. We are speaking of the power that is earned. The power that is acquired from lifetime to lifetime through a series of initiations from spirit and your higher self. Intrinsic power lies dormant in each lifetime until the initiations begin, some in childhood. It is the thing that you can sometimes see in a child that they themselves are completely unaware of. There is a sense of it. The adults around me speak about it. Oh, that child has quite a power and a presence to them. That adolescence has quite a presence to them. But for them, that power lies dormant. Or that adolescent has quite a presence to them. He or she is not aware of it yet. Let them live a little first. And they are right. It is in this living of each lifetime, the experiences that are acquired through that lifetime, and the initiations that spirit brings to them, that power lies dormant until they have a reason to access it. Intrinsic power is something that you already have, deep within you, held by your solar plexus and your heart chakra together. It is something that has been bestowed upon you by your higher self through the many lifetimes that you have lived. In each lifetime, acquiring experiences, initiations, and sort of tests by your higher self. In each lifetime, as you pass such tests, as you pass such initiations, moving through them with ease, with reverence and devotion, your higher self will bestow upon you this intrinsic power. It is permanent, but continues to grow with each lifetime that you live. In each one of those lifetimes, that power is accessed through the experiences and the initiations. As that power is accessed, it challenges the individual. It challenges their darker sides, the sides that we would call shadow. As these darker sides are challenged, that in it of itself is part of the initiation. Each time that shadow is triggered, and the challenge begins, You decide for yourself how you are going to move through it. Are you going to move through it in a weakened state, trying to get out of it the easy way? Or do you reach for that intrinsic power inside of you? It is a fountain of both knowledge, strength, and courage. Grasping for it, finding it in the darkness, allows you to bring it to the surface, using it, applying it. And as you do so, again, those adults that might have been around you as a child, oh wow, there it is, they have lived enough. They are unaware of the darker shadows underneath it, the fact that this has taken you many, many lifetimes to acquire. Those that have not done so seem to struggle a little bit more. And we say seem to. The challenge of the intrinsic power is not easy. The dark shadow being triggered, creeping up, these initiations of power, these initiations experiences, these challenges. It is an inner struggle, one that requires the devotion, the relationship to spirit, the relationship to higher self, that was forged in another lifetime. You see, you have had a series of lifetimes where you are forging that relationship to the other, to spirit, to higher self. When the intrinsic power is accessed, there is also an intrinsic knowing, the first initiation. Intrinsic knowing. I know somehow that I have used this part of myself. It goes beyond all logic and reason. There is no reason why I should know how to use this energy I feel within myself. But there was an experience that I had that was difficult. That difficult, that challenging experience required me to grasp at this thing inside of me that I had no idea existed. I grabbed onto it and I simply just knew what to do. This is also part of the initiation that spirit has for you if you are a light worker, if it is part of your path to become an intuitive, a metaphysician, a healer, a light worker of some kind, in any way that you choose to use it. This intrinsic power must be built over many lifetimes and eventually grasped upon in your current reality creation, that is this earth life. When it is accessed, that knowing moves through the body, creating a sort of neurological firework system throughout your entire body. Your DNA comes alive, and that intrinsic power, like lightning, is accessed. The knowing comes over you, calms you, and helps you to ground intrinsic knowing. This is not seeing or feeling or getting any sort of psychic message in that way. It is simply knowing. My higher self, spirit, God, divine infinite intelligence, my guides, whoever it is that you think it comes from. That intrinsic knowing floods your body, grounding the spirit world in this lifetime, helping you to create through that knowing and that power. How do you know when to act on intrinsic power? In the moment. When intrinsic power is accessed by intrinsic knowing, that first initiation pushes you forward. It is like a battery pack in your DNA system. I don't know why I'm going to move forward with this. It defies all logic and reason. However, I just know that I must move forward. So you act upon that intrinsic power and that intrinsic knowing. What happens next? Cause and effect. Outcome. The initiation phase of intrinsic power has passed. It is time for change. Often that change seems to come almost overnight. It is only in hindsight that you look behind yourself and realize that power was being created from the time that I was a child. And if you go deeper, from many lifetimes that I no longer remember living, or I have partial memory of living. It propels you forward into a doing action, which creates something, manifests something faster than what you were accustomed to before. It can sometimes appear to be instant manifestation, maybe not of the complete cycle of what is being created, but partially. Over the wire. Possibly unclear that it is your higher self. Possibly faster from what you were accustomed to before. You learn quickly that you either liked that manifestation or you did not like that manifestation, but what remains is that you access your intrinsic power and you acted on a call from spirit, a call from higher self, without thinking about it, without analysing it, without involving your ego and their opinion before moving forward. It is often in situations that require quick action, that require you to grab for something deeper, that first activates your intrinsic power. Once activated in your lifetime, you will always wonder where it came from. You will always think and tell the story of that time that I just did without thinking. I did calmly. I did lovingly. Without question, I gathered something from inside of myself and I created that. The second initiation is building upon that action. Whether the immediate outcome from it you believe to be positive or negative or neither, there is then building on that intrinsic power, and that building requires you to make a choice. It requires you to choose the inner workings of whatever that was that you felt, whatever that was that initiated themselves through you, let you to you know that it is you, your soul, your higher self. They are the first initiation, blowing the knowing through you. You are acting upon it, it sinking together beautifully. Even though I did not have the other tools, even though I was not told, even though I had no choice or no answers, this sort of miracle came from within me. It is not always large actions that create this. It can be, but it can also be something smaller. It can be a spot that you were playing where you had to grab something inside of yourself in order to win, in order to feel good about yourself. But that first initiation is always quick, without thinking, without analysing, without the mind interrupting the process. Beyond that, choice is made. I felt what that power felt like. I enjoyed that power. It comforted me. You choose to connect to that power. And again, that power is your higher self. That is your soul. That is your guides and the divine infinite intelligence, God, Goddess. It all worked through you, but now you must make the choice. Do I want to continue to grasp for that power? It also wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. People might have seen you differently afterwards. You might have seen yourself differently afterwards. You might have felt feelings that you have never felt before, both positive and negative. You must visit things. You must begin to learn about who you are, where you came from, and what your purpose is here. It requires you to be more conscious in your choices, more conscious in the way that you are choosing to live your earthly life. So the second initiation is choice. Making the choice to build upon the intrinsic power you have discovered within yourself. The third initiation. Holding that power. Being able to stand in your new truth. Continuing to discover from the point that you are at now. One who does not choose their intrinsic power falls backwards. back into the first stage of hopefully it will happen again. I will just go back to how my life was before. It might have been easier. That is one choice. But moving forward means holding yourself in that truth, holding yourself in that power. And yes, you can find this space within your solar plexus, certainly, but you also find it within your heart center. The heart center balances all things. Holding our truth in your heart then creates devotion. And this is the fourth initiation. Devotion to the path of discovery. Devotion to the path of spirit. To the path of discovering your soul and your higher self. And all that you possibly can be. And what is devotion? What is that initiation? What does that mean, to be devoted? It means no matter what. You do it no matter what. No matter whether you are getting paid for it. No matter whether it is continuing to work. No matter whether you think it was a blind illusion that you cannot create or recreate. But you devote yourself to it anyway. You sit on the chimney and you wait for Santa Claus, in this case being our intrinsic power. I felt it and I knew that it was there. I acted upon it. I held myself in it, and now I am devoted to continue that change on discovery. The fourth initiation. The question is, how can you create this? This may be your first lifetime that you are initiated into intrinsic power. You might have found us because you found yourself in this place and you are unclear on how to move forward. We will work with a meditation, helping you to find your intrinsic power in an energetic sense. Going deep within to access such power also will create a sort of effect in your life, a situation or experience that allows you to use it in real time. Or you may have already had such experience that led you here. Either way, working with this meditation intrinsic power, it allows you to access that part of yourself that you may or may have not yet ever accessed in a lifetime. It may be a continuation for you, or it may be something that you are desiring. One is not better than the other one. They are the same. Either way, if you are desiring to access your intrinsic power, or you already have stumbled upon it and you would like to create more of it, work with this meditation. Allow yourself to explore the intrinsic power within yourself. And with that, love is sent without constitution, dear physical angels.